If you take your seats. Today's reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. If you want to follow it in the church Bibles, it's page 980, or you can look on these little blue sheets. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and brought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
Well, let's pray, shall we? Let's bow together and pray. Kids, would you pray with me? Let's hold our hands together and bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit in this room this morning. We thank you for your gaze upon each one of us and your love for each of us here, including all these children and especially chief among them, Noah, this morning. And we pray, Lord, that you would speak to each one of us, no matter what our age and no matter where we are in relation to you. Please would each of us leave, Lord, having heard something from you this morning. May your spirit and your peace rest upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Jesus' two little stories, his short words, leave us with a question. What do you value most? His words press that question upon us. It raises the question, what do you value, kids? If you'd look up to the screen here, there's a picture that's going to come up in a moment. You see this here. Now, kids, I wonder if you could tell me, how much do you think that computer is worth? Anybody want to guess? Yeah, what do you think? 400 pounds. Okay. 20 pounds. Okay, yeah. A pearl? Is that what she said? Yeah, good answer. Yeah. Now, the story of this computer you might have heard in the news at the end of May. There was a woman in California who was cleaning out her garage, and she found this computer in the back of her garage, all dusty under a bunch of things. And she took it into the local electronic recycling place in the Silicon Valley. And she dropped it off there. She didn't leave her name. She didn't leave her address or phone number. And she went away. And this computer sat in the corner of the warehouse for weeks. And then all of a sudden, it was discovered. And do you know what this is? This is one of the first Apple computers that was ever made. This is the Apple One. 200 of them were made. And so they took it to an auction to sell it off. And do you know how much it sold for? It sold for $200,000. And to their credit, the electronics recycling company have reached out and offered half of that amount to the woman if she would come and acknowledge that she was the one who dropped it off. Interesting that one man's junk or one woman's junk could be another person's treasure. And we value things differently, don't we? Different things, different people think different things are more valuable than other people think they are, don't they? And today in our culture, when it comes to God, we have lots of different folks who believe that one person values it one way and one person values it another way. And it raises the question, could there be a treasure so valuable that it would be worth offering up all you have to get it? Kids, do you think, for example, that there could be a toy that was so valuable to you that you would give up all your other toys just to have that one toy? Why don't we have the next picture up on the screen here? Does anybody know what this is here? It is Star Wars. It is Lego. That's right. Yeah. Does anyone know what the name of the ship is? Yeah. This is the Millennium Falcon. Okay. And not only is it the Millennium Falcon, do you know what? It's a special Millennium Falcon. Does anyone know how it's special? This is the ultimate collector's edition of the Millennium Falcon. There are over 5,000 pieces in this. When you build it, it's about this big. And it's about this thick. And who wants to guess how much it costs if you were to order it on Amazon.com today? How much? A pound? Yeah. That's my kind of Amazon. Yeah. Do you know that this costs just under 4,000 pounds if you were to buy it on Amazon today? Now, knowing that, who would give all the toys they have, all the toys that you have, just to get this Millennium Falcon? Would anybody be willing to do it? I wonder, would my son? Yes, here's one here. My son would gladly give all his toys just to have this Millennium Falcon because it is so valuable. Could there be a treasure so valuable that you would give all you have just to get that treasure? Well, Jesus Christ says that there is one. The context in this story is Jesus is telling some stories about the kingdom of God. He tells seven in the whole chapter, and he says the kingdom of God is like this and the kingdom of God is like that. Six of the seven stories he tells, he starts by saying the kingdom of heaven is like this. And now he tells us this story about a treasure in a field and about a pearl of great value. And he says the kingdom of heaven are like these two stories here. But first we've got to ask, what is a kingdom anyways? And I need a little helper. I need a king. Would anyone be willing to be the king? You look like you'd make a great king. Why don't you come up here, okay? Now, what's your name? This is James. Can everyone say, Hail King James? So now you're the king of this room until I take this crown back, okay? And that means whatever you say, we all should do, okay? Now, what would you like us to do? Maybe stand up, or what do you think?
Stand up.
Yes. King James, what else would you like everyone to do? Be good now. What about giving each other a high five? Could you order them to give each other a high five?
Yeah.
Oh, he says, King says yes. Yeah. Why don't you say, sit down, okay? Now, the king has now decreed that we must sit down. Okay. Can we all have a hand for King James? Thank you. And so a kingdom is a place where there's a king, and his kingdom extends as far as people within his realm choose to obey his will. That's kind of what the essence of a kingdom is. And when it comes to the kingdom of God, God's kingdom is the place where God's rule is celebrated and delighted in, where people love to listen to the king, just like we love to listen to King James. But the thing is that in this world, not only is there the kingdom of God, but there's also a kingdom of darkness. There's this sphere that God has allowed where people don't want to obey his words and his will. And so God's kingdom then has to come, and it's extending through the world. And throughout the world, people are choosing to enter into that kingdom or not. They're hearing the message of Jesus, and they're deciding whether or not they want to have him as their king, because he is the king of God's kingdom. Jesus is. So could there be a treasure so valuable that you'd gladly give all that you have to get it? Now, Jesus tells these two stories. The first, there's this treasure hidden in a field. So in those days, did they have banks, do you think, kids? There weren't any banks those days. There were some bankers who would trade money and so on, but there weren't any banks where you could go lock your money away. So do you know what people would sometimes do if there was a war? Or if they had a bunch of money they wanted to keep safe, what would they do with it? Yeah. Yeah, they would hide it. One of the things they might do if there was a war, if they were going on a journey and they didn't want to take it all with them, they would bury it in the ground. And Jesus tells the story about one day there maybe is a worker working in a field. We don't know what he's doing in the field, but he discovers this treasure in the field. And he takes this treasure out of the field, and he doesn't want to just take it away with him, because if he does, then maybe the person he's working for, the owner of the field, would say, "That's actually my treasure. So he says, I'm going to buy this whole, I'm going to put the treasure back, I'm going to buy the whole field, and then I'm going to come back and get the treasure. So he hides it again, and he goes back and he sells everything that he has in order to come back and get that field and get that treasure. That's the first story that Jesus tells. Now what is this here? What is this? Do you notice this in here? What is this right here? Abigail, do you see something in here? What is this? That's a bit strange, isn't it? Why don't you back up for a second? Back up, kids. Back way up. Back up. Back up. Okay. What is it? I'm going to need someone's help in a second, but just stay back for a second, okay? Let's move this out of the way here. What is this? What is this that we found? What is that? Open. Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Whoa. Okay, stay back, kids. Stay back. Look at these coins. Yeah. You think they're chocolate coins? Okay, stay. Really, kids, stay back. Okay. I'm gonna give these to Ed over here, so you can go. You can kind of gather around him. I'll just keep one of them. Okay, let's put this grate back, kids. Kids, back up. We'll get those later. Okay. Okay. Now, how much do you think these coins are worth? I think even one of these coins is probably worth the whole church here, don't you think? And there's a whole stack of them there. There's a whole stack. And do you know what? These are actually chocolate coins. 119 calories, gluten-free. Okay? Okay, so would you guys like us to get these coins? Do you know what we have to do then? We first have to, like just the farmer in the field, we have to hide them again. And we have to try and buy this church, okay? So let's put them back in here. Put it all back in.
Then we have to hide them.
And we're gonna hide them again. Okay, we'll hide them back over here. Let's hide them so no one sees. And now we gotta try and give all that we can to buy this church. Now, who can give something to help buy the church? Please. Okay, we've got a drumstick. Good. Good. What else do we have? More instruments. Good. We've got lots of instruments. That's great. That's great. Okay, and I'll throw a little bit in here. Maybe could your parents help? Maybe we'll get some coins or something. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. We got no. Don't sell my Bible. Okay. Put this over here. All right, kids. Now, we've got a jacket. Good. Now this. I think this is enough. Okay, sit on down, kids. Sit on down here. I'm glad we've got audience participation here. Now, sit on down. Now, I think that we should. This is probably enough to buy the church here. So I'm going to go over to. I'm going to go over to Vaughn here. Watch out. Watch out. Okay. All right. Now, who thinks Vaughn's going to sell me the church here? Do you think? Vaughn, would you be keen to yeah, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go, Vaughn. That's for you.
Thank you.
And now this church is ours, kids, and this treasure is ours. Yay! So we can get it. We'll get the treasure later. Now I want you to go sit back down. Okay. Go sit back down. Go sit back down. Go sit back down, okay? Oh, no, go sit back down. Very good. Now, did Jesus tell just one story? No, he told two stories. He told another story about a merchant. And what was the merchant seeking to buy? He was seeking to buy pearls. That's right. And he came across someone who was selling a pearl that was so valuable that he wanted to get it, and he gave all that he could have so that he could get that pearl. Now, I think I see a merchant in the audience here, one of my fellow merchants. Is there? Yes, you over there. You over there, sir. Kaz, could you? You're a pearl merchant, aren't you? Come on up here. Come on up here. I want to show Kaz some of the pearls that I have. And let's see what Kaz is selling today. Now, Kaz, I know you're one of the shrewdest merchants in town, but look at these pearls that I have here.
What do you think of those pearls? Aren't those beautiful there? I got some big ones and some little pearls. Got all these pearls. Let's see what you have. Let's see what you have. Wow, look at this pearl. None of them are pearls, it's been observed. Just work with me here, okay? I would like to buy this from you, and I'll give you everything I have so that I can get this pearl. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, that's good.
That means that you need to give me everything.
Everything. Yep, that's right. I'll give you... Here, take... I know you always wanted a cell phone, Kaz. There you go. And take my...
Download the video game.
Here, you take my glasses too, okay? Those are worth a lot. Okay, you can go sit down, Kaz, okay? How about a hand for Kaz? Okay, you kids can sit down now. Sit down. You guys have done so well. Thank you. I'll show you later, okay? You can sit down. Ah, okay. Well, you understand, Jesus tells the second story about someone who finds something so valuable that he gladly gives all that he has just so he can get this pearl. And Jesus wants us to know, could there be something so valuable that we gladly give all we have just to get that? And he says, yes, God's kingdom is like that. Being under God's rule, being under the rule of Jesus is like that. It's like someone who finds a treasure in a field and gives all they have so they can get it. It's like a merchant who finds a pearl so valuable that he gives all that he has, all his pearls and all his other things, so that he can get that great pearl. Well, three things as we close here that we can draw from these two stories. First, there's a treasure of great worth that's bought at a great cost, but which is paid out of joy because of what's being bought is so much more valuable than what's given in return. Now, why is having Jesus as your king so great? Well, Jesus as a king is meek and humble. In his kingdom, there's absolute justice and righteousness. Nothing wrong or sinful is celebrated in God's kingdom. But when we sin, there's forgiveness that the king offers to us, which he bought with his own blood. He gives the fruit of the Spirit. He gives love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. One of the great things about God's kingdom, kids, is there are so many different kinds of people in it, and that there's unity among those people in God's kingdom. So first, God's kingdom is like a great treasure. Second, we obtain that treasure at a significant cost. Both of the people in our story give all that they have that they might get this kingdom. This doesn't mean that you can buy God's kingdom with valuables or with works. But what he's saying that is, if you decide to follow Jesus as your king, there's bound to be a cost. You offer your life in obedience to another. You offer your life path to his will. And often you'll may face rejection from the world as Jesus himself did. But thirdly, the cost that is paid gladly because it doesn't compare to what you get in return. So we heard in the man in the story went and bought what he did from joy. From the joy that flowed out of his heart, he went and bought all that he could. The merchant was glad to go and sell all that he could to get that pearl. And so, you know, when I'm a daddy, kids, and sometimes when we ask as parents our kids to do something in our house, sometimes they're not too happy about doing it. Like at bedtime, for example, who likes going to bed at bedtime? Yeah, a few. And do you know how it goes where you say, can we brush our teeth? And can be there, can you go to the toilet, and can you go do your jammies? And sometimes we as parents ask that question maybe 100 times before it's actually done. But when we say to our kids, can we go to the Hardee's sweet shop after church on Sunday? What do you think the kids say?
Yeah!
Yeah! And they're eager to go do it. And they want to go to the Hardee's sweet shop. It's not like going to bed. Well, when the merchant went and sold all that he had to get that pearl, which do you think it was? Was it like going to have to brush his teeth? Or was it like going to Hardee's sweet shop for him? Yeah.
It was going to the sweet
shop. That's right. From his joy, the man went and sold all he could and bought the field. One quote to finish as we close. You kids have done so well. C.S. Lewis said once in his little essay, The Weight of Glory, and this is one of my favorite quotes from him. He said, "It would seem that our Lord finds our desires not too strong, but too weak. We are half-hearted creatures fooling about with drink and sex and ambition and when infinite joy is offered to us. Like an ignorant child who wants to go on making mud pies in a slum because he cannot imagine what is meant by the offer of a holiday at the sea, we are far too easily pleased." Why don't we pray together before we sing our last song? Thanks for listening, kids. Let's pray. Father, the words of the Apostle Paul ring in our ears. We know that he said that whatever was to his profit, he counted loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, his Lord, for whose sake he lost all things. And Father, we want to pray this morning for those in our midst who know that you're a precious King, who know that your ways are best, who know that the greatest joys are found when the cost of following you is paid, but who nonetheless have felt tempted by other ways, and whispers to us, Lord, and acts like it's of greater value. Forgive us for the ways we've succumbed to it, Lord. And we afresh, as those who believe in you, affirm that you are the greatest treasure we have ever known. Be the Lord and King of our lives and of the lives of these children. And for those, Lord, who don't know you yet, Lord, or who are wondering whether indeed you could be as good of a King as you say you are, we pray your Spirit would be calling them to take you as their King, to submit their lives to you, to trust you for the forgiveness of sins, and to know that you are indeed as worth as much as you claim to be worth. Father, may your Spirit be with us as we continue to sing and worship you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.